The law of demand states that, in general, price and quantity demanded in a given market are inversely related. In other words, the higher the price of a product, the less of it people would be able to and willing to buy, other things unchanged. As the price of a commodity rises, overall purchasing power decreases, the income effect, and consumers move toward relatively less expensive goods, the substitution effect. Other factors can also affect demand. For example, an increase in income will shift the demand curve outward relative to the origin, as in the figure. Supply. Supply in the relation between the price of a good and the quantity available for sale from suppliers, such as producers, at that price. Supply is often represented using a table or graph relating price and quantity supplied. Producers are hypothesized to be profit maximizers, meaning that they attempt to produce the amount of goods that would bring them the highest profit. Supply is typically represented as a directly proportional relations between price and quantity supplied. In other words, the higher the price at which the good can be sold, the more of it producers will supply. The higher price makes it profitable to increase production. At a price below equilibrium, there is a shortage of quantity supplied compared to quantity demanded. This pulls the price up. At a price above equilibrium, there is a surplus of quantity supplied compared to quantity demanded. This pushes the price down. The model of supply and demand predicts that for a given supply and demand curve, price and quantity will stabilize at the price that makes quantity supplied equal to quantity demanded. This is at the intersection of the two curves in the graph market equilibrium. Equilibrium. The supply and demand model describes how prices vary as a result of a balance between product availability and demand. The graph depicts an increase in demand from D1 to D2 along with the consequent increase in price and quantity required to reach a new equilibrium point in the supply curve. The theory of demand and supply is an organizing principle to explain prices and quantities of goods sold and changes thereof in a market economy. In microeconomic theory, it refers to price and output determination in a perfectly competitive market. This has served as a building block for modeling other market structures and for other theoretical approaches. For a given quantity of a good, the price point on the demand curve indicates the value or marginal utility to consumers for that unit of output. It measures what the consumer would be prepared to pay for the corresponding unit of the good. The price point on the supply curve measures marginal cost, the increasing total cost to the supplier for the corresponding unit of the good. The price in equilibrium is determined by supply and demand. In a perfectly competitive market, supply and demand equate cost and value at equilibrium. Demand and supply can also be generalized to explain macroeconomic variables. For instance, quantity of total output and the general price level in a market economy. National accounting. National accounting is a method for summarizing economic activity of a nation. The national accounts are double entry accounting systems that provide detailed underlying measures of such information. National accounting includes measurement of national income and product. This allows tracking the performance of an economy and its components through business cycles or over longer periods. It also includes measurement of the capital stock and wealth of a nation and international capital flows.